The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning, bright and early. What a beautiful day. Today's topic, coronavirus crisis and the markets. And we'll continue to help and share some light into what's happened with the markets and financial planning and all that good things. But just want to take a moment out again to continue to thank the doctors and nurses and all those that are working in nursing homes and hospitals and still fighting this battle. I mean, yes, we are flattening the curve. Things are improving. But there's still people that are sick, and very sick for that matter. We actually know a couple still in this. But again, we continue to send thoughts and prayers to those that are sick and to those who have lost ones in this pandemic. But we'll be with you here every Sunday as best we can to go through the crisis, try and make you a better investor, try to help you on the financial side of things, as it's been one for the ages, that's for sure. We had at one point over 40 million people apply for unemployment claims. So here we are every Sunday morning. Today's topic, coronavirus crisis and the markets. And what a crazy week. Let's start off there, guys. What a crazy week for the markets. My gosh, the selling on Thursday was relentless. Came almost out of nowhere. But we'll talk about that in a second. If you know the last couple of months, really since the end of March, March 23rd is the low. Again, you don't know that until looking back. You don't know that at the time. Otherwise, you put two hands in and buy everything you can. April 9th was a turning point. We'll talk about that in a little bit when the Fed said, you know what? Hey, we're going to backstop this. We're not going to be like 2008, 2009 and react to things. We try to be proactive, get in front of things. And that's when the market really kind of turned. But we've had this kind of unabated market just keep going, going, going. You know, at some point, we know we'd face some type of correction, type of sell-off. But on Thursday, almost 1,900 points? Are you kidding me? That's crazy. So we started, I think, Dow futures down 800. The selling continued throughout the day, down 1,000, 1,200, 1,400. Seems like the Bulls just laid an egg there. There was a TKO, technical knockout there for the Bulls, not doing anything much on Thursday. So, but for the week, it was a tough week for the Bulls. But remember, we're at Dow's over 25,000. That's pretty hard to believe considering all that we've been through, that we have snapped back so fast. So it depends on how you look at it, glass half full, glass half empty. But we saw some heavy volume, and we're really on uncharted territory. We haven't gone through this. There's no playbook for this. Yes, there are other crises that we look at, 2008, 2009, the dot-com bust or crash, you call that, in early 2000, the 1987 stock market crash. There's been a whole bunch of crises over the years and how markets react and so forth. But again, we've never gone through a worldwide pandemic where it actually shut down our economy, shut down economies around the world. Still a lot of people not traveling to the States, and still not a lot of trade going on at the moment. Oil reflects that as well. So don't be a hero here. It's great that the market's recovered. It's so funny. I could tell you I follow a lot of indicators. We're going to talk about some of those indicators later today too. The volatility index, we'll talk about that, how that works. Equity flows coming into markets, coming out of the markets. But one of the contrarian indicators I use over the many years of doing this is kind of how people react. And again, it's a small sample I have of clients, relative to how many clients there are out there, people who invest in the markets. But I know when the market was going under 20,000, 19,000, 18,000 in March and just cascading down every day and no sign of hope and just everything got worse and worse, I reminded them, this is like a rubber band. To the upside, we probably stretched further than we should have when the Dow was sitting almost 30,000 earlier this year. And we stretched the other way, rubber band stretched both ways too and probably stretched out further. But we got a lot of calls, panicky calls, people 10, 15, 20 years away from retirement wanting to sell everything. Of course, we tried to talk them out of it. And most of the time we did talk people out of, their long-term goals and say, wait for a bounce. If you get a bounce, then you can sell some into that bounce. The reason why it's important is that I find that when people really want to get out of a market, it's probably a good time to get into the market. Conversely, this Monday, after having a strong last week, the Dow's cooking over 27,000, FOMO appeared. FOMO. What is FOMO? Come on. Fear of missing out. Yes, just the opposite of what happened in March. People felt they were missing out on a strong market. And the FOMO, fear of missing out, I get a lot of calls on Monday. Oh, I want to put money to work. I have some money in cash. I got to put some more money in stock market. You know, that tells me, again, I know that's anecdotal. Again, I follow a lot more measures than that. But it tells me that we're probably in for a correction. People start getting excited about the market once again in the face of a pandemic. Probably should take some chips off the table. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'll be with you every Sunday morning through this crisis. I'm here every Sunday morning anyway. And after that, of course, Casey's show comes up at 6:30. So the goal between Sunday on 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., try to make it healthy, wealthy, wise. It's called the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. So stay tuned for Casey's show coming up next. And we're tackling what happened this week and try to understand it, put it underneath the microscope, try to feel it, what you do. So at the end of the day, we have these extremes. We have extreme selling pressure in March, something we haven't seen ever. We went from market-setting records. I mean, I was a broken record telling WHD listeners every Monday through Friday morning that the market's setting a record. Markets that are selling a broken record, setting records, you know, and that's what happened, and that was the extreme. And the next thing we had extreme in March where the market took off, you know, 4, 5, 6 years worth of gains all in one full swoop. And somewhere in the middle lies the truth. And I always feel there's like a reversion to the mean. If you remember that, do you remember that in stats? I know high school stats, I remember running about halfway through the class and going out playing basketball with my friends. But I did remember stats. I did take the final, did well as a regent. But then somehow I remember, I think of my stat classes to have some basketball time in there too. So stats, remember, we learn mode, medium, average, you know, those type of kind of terminology. One was reversion to the mean. And it really what it kind of says, if you're looking at something, it's a standard deviation, by the way. First off, 68% kind of hits that, remember, that normal distribution. And then what happens before or after that is considered a standard deviation, something that's really, really bizarre. Obviously, we saw something in March, probably 3 or 4 standard deviations from the norm. It's really abnormal to drop thousands of points a day like it was that. But reversion to the mean in stats kind of means if something's really pulled down really, really far and the numbers seem to be anomaly, maybe it comes back to its average or to its mode or to its means. Conversely, if something's way, way, way high, way above that average, that we get pulled towards that. And I kind of remind investors, not only do we have this kind of rubber band analogy to get stretched too far one way like we did in March, maybe stretched too far here in the month of June. We stretched way, way back up, about thousands of, 18,000, 27,000, do the math, 9,000 points we stretched up, you know. And then somewhere in the middle maybe, it doesn't be exactly middle, but we search for that kind of mean reversion. Over the years, I've been telling clients about this mean reversion because it seems to be something that shows up in stats, but it seems to work for a market pretty well. If you get stretched too far one way, expect this reversion to mean. We get stretched the other way, you know, expect that reversion to me. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
Hey, and welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning. And thank you, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. I know you can get this book. Get your pen ready, get your paper ready, or number 2 pencil, however you want to do this. The first 20 callers will get this book for free this morning. Here we go, 845-371-0101. 0101. I know a lot of people are taking up projects, home improvement projects. I've taken up gardening. Yes, raise your hand to that. My dad was a great gardener. I learned from him, but didn't do for like 20-some years. I'm glad to do that project. I got a helmet for my bike. That means I'm out biking almost every evening now, doing some things I haven't done before. Now we have this kind of downtime. And maybe retirement planning, you've been putting off like some of the other projects, home improvement projects come to mind. And maybe that's the time to start digging into it. So I think a good start right here, with 31 years of experience. My 9th book, it's kind of the best of Ken Mahoney's books, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Get that book for free this morning. Here we go, 845-371-0101, 845-371-0101. Sells on Amazon for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. Yeah, it's kind of early Sunday morning here, of course. Yeah, 845-371-0101. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. She's going to make you healthy and give you some great happiness and always has great interviews. And of course, tune in every Monday through Friday, WHUD, I'm sure you do anyway, around 8:25 in the morning, right after the traffic, on the famous Mike and Casey Show. I give the Hudson Valley Index Report. I talk about the local averages, local news, business news, the national averages. We have it all covered for there Monday through Friday right here on 100.7. Then on the way home, on the Andy Bales Show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, around 5:15 comes out, gives you the closing numbers, keeps you up to date. So here we go, Monday through Friday, around 8:25 in the morning, 5:15 p.m. We got you covered with the Mark Report, and every Sunday morning right here at GPS for Your Finances. And if you missed the show or want more information about what we do, go to MahoneyGPS.com. MahoneyGPS.com. Why did I come up with GPS, by the way? People ask me that. A lot of my books talk about GPS for your finances. Well, that's a show, GPS for your finances. The book, GPS for retirement. All these different books around the idea of GPS. And the reason I came up with the idea, I think for financial planning, it could be very esoteric. It could be very kind of, I don't know. It's an area where you feel intimidated by the words that are being used and so forth. And I thought about a way to discuss how one plans for retirement. I really thought about a GPS. Like, how does one, get from here to a wedding? Hopefully, again, can't wait to go to a wedding again, or some of these things that we miss. But, somewhere you're going to go, you go to your GPS, you put in a destination. And again, I call my GPS Mindy. And take a right here, take a left here, rerouting, all that type of stuff. And financial planning is much like that. You need a destination. Okay, at 65 years old, I want $6,000 a month. Boom, that's your destination. Just like you put in for Mindy on the GPS. Then after that, then you start putting the strategies together to try to navigate and see whether you're on course or off course. Now, you don't just do that once. Our GPS we do every year to see whether you're on course or off course. So that's why, again, our website looks like a GPS, kind of navigate around. I talk about GPS in a lot of my books because it breaks it down so you can understand it, that a GPS, a global positioning system, that's what it is, global GPS, what GPS stands for, that, again, the same type of GPS that you're using in your cars or in your little phone. I use Google Maps, and it kind of tells you rights and lefts and so forth. The same thing. Look, and you're going to get some of these rerouting. March 2020, talk about rerouting. Yeah, you may be on your goal a couple years from retirement, got a big downdraft, and maybe concerned about when you're going to retire. Again, having that roadmap. Only about 5% of people in our country actually do a plan like this. Now, we call it GPS. Other firms call it everything else. But at the end of the day, only 5% of Americans do this. I mean, the people that we work with and that we do the GPS with, and you get more information about this, MahoneyGPS.com, the questionnaire is right there, and it can help you kind of navigate where you want to go. And I think that's really important because, the old saying, how are you going to get there if you don't know where you're going? So GPS, MahoneyGPS.com, take a look at that. Right before the break, we're talking about this reversion to mean and stats, talking about this rubber band snapping one way, snapping back the other way. And this week on Thursday, with almost a 1,900-point loss for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, is fourth point loss worst ever. So, you find these things happen from time to time. They come out of left field. And that's why I always say you need to have some money in cash, not only defensively, but when you have these really downdrafts, nothing like adding to your portfolio and stock ETFs or mutual funds, whatever your choice is, to have some cash on the sideline. That's a real asset. So remember, it's a percent of stocks, percent of bonds, percent of cash. You heard this 1,000 times over, asset allocation. But are you implementing that? Are you using that to your advantage? When stocks go on a tear, are you taking your profits and putting down the cash? And then we have big swoosh down. Are you taking some of that money in cash and reallocating back and rebalancing back into the market? Again, I encourage you to do it on a quarterly basis. Sometimes you can do it on a monthly basis. And then sometimes you can do a little manual shift, tactical shift, when you have these downdrafts or big updrafts, either way. And again, think about reversion to the mean and bring it back to there. So if you think about the market's been all over the place. We ended December 31st at 28,400. We lifted to 29,300. And just that morning, we got over 29,000. That Saturday morning, I get Barron's. And by the way, if you're really into the markets, Barron's is a great subscription to get every Saturday morning. And they had the cover of Barron's, 30,000 for the Dow Jones and bulls. By the way, we never got there. And then March came around and whoosh, you know, as quickly as this coronavirus spread throughout the country, and through the world for that matter, is that quickly the market went down. Just bad news after bad news after bad news. I mean, big, heavy, heavy losses. I mean, we went from 28,400 to start the year to 29,300 at its high. Here's Barron saying, hey, here comes 30,000, right, knocking at the door. And just as that newspaper came out, again, talk about contrarian indicators, the next week we're facing this pandemic that was just started hopping, went from, you know, China, then it went to Italy, went to Iran, went to South Korea, and we're like, woof. Okay, it's coming here next, and of course it came here. And then from there, the low was 18,100. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that's a, you know, straight line down, and then we traveled quite a bit from there, bounced back. And one of the reasons why we bounced back is the Federal Reserve now has cut rates down to zero. This week, they had a meeting. They said they're going to keep Fed fund rates zero through 2022, so you have a lot of time to refinance if you need to, but zero. They're going to keep Fed fund rates zero to 2022 for the next couple of years and keep rates very low as an alternative to try to get money out of money markets and savings with trillions and trillions of dollars and trying to invest into more risk assets, which helps the economy. We'll talk more about that when we get back. We'll be right back right after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Thank you for joining me this Sunday morning. I smell the coffee, the tea, the eggs, the toast. You got everything going. And you did not invite me. That's not nice. I'm just kidding. So Mike Bennett just offered my book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. The first 20 callers will get that book for free this morning. Again, we have a lot of projects going on around the house now, home improvements, some things, maybe even your taxes. You know, some things we put on the sideline, put on the shelf. Hey, we got a little bit more time now. Maybe it's a good time to get started. Think more about your retirement, crystallize what it may look like. So 845-371-0101. You can get the book in ebook format or physical book, whatever you want. Again, so 845-371-0101. We'll get the book right out to you. And so think about it. We have a lot of things that are going on right now. We have some downtime, and I think it's a good time to kind of look at your finances because, you know, at this point, you know, we still have to plan for the future, even though the future's muddled at the moment with the markets and everything that's going on, again, but we still need to make some sense out of it. So the 10 chapters I write, at the end of each chapter, there's a paragraph or two of areas that you need to do before you go to the next chapter, kind of like an action guide too, right? So 845-371-0101. And right before the break, we were talking about the Fed Reserve and all they do. And it's really important to watch because March 23rd, as we know now, was the low. The Dow went down to 18,000 and change. It went back, you know, years and years and years, all in one big full swoop because of the pandemic. And the Federal Reserve then on April 9th said, They'll do all they can to keep the economy afloat. Now, a lot of people say, well, they're just trying to keep the stock market afloat. Indirectly. The goal was actually, unlike 2008, 2009, a lot of companies went to the bond market, credit markets, and they tried to go and get some money, $10 billion, $5 billion, whatever they needed, and it wasn't operating well. And then one company would go out, and another company would go out, and another company would go out, and you have what they call systemic risk. And that's one thing this Federal Reserve Powell does not want to get involved with, is be reactionary behind this type of thing. So they set up these facilities on April 9th and talked about these facilities about pretty much backstopping these bonds. So companies like Boeing went out and raised $25 billion in private hands without going to the government. By the way, they went to the government, shareholders would have got wiped out, because some people say, wait, Boeing was under $100 a share. Now it's like two something. We should have bought some Boeing. Well, look, under $100 a share, Boeing at that time was contemplating taking government money, and taking government money would have wiped out shareholders, where he would have got his goose egg, a big zero. So a lot of things have changed since April 9th. They say, don't fight the Fed. What does that mean? If the Fed is raising rates, you may want to get on the sideline a little bit. When the Fed is lowering rates, and this is by Marty Zweig back in the 1990s, came with this phrase, don't fight the Fed, don't fight them either. And here we have the Fed putting up these facilities, making sure that we don't have the domino effect like we had in 2008-2009 crisis. That puts a safety net. Does that mean the market's going to go up because of this? Not necessarily. But it does put some type of safety net that we may have seen the worst. I believe personally we've seen the worst in the markets, at Dow at 18,000, at least in this cycle, because of everything the Fed has done, the Treasury Secretary has done, and Congress has done. Put the PPE out there, put out the unemployment claims to not only those who are in W-2, but self-employed and all these type of things. All these facilities, they hit the pause button and hopefully hit that play button once again as the economy reopens. But on April 9th was a turning point. We spoke about that here. As a way to say, okay, maybe the worst is behind us. Now we set up these facilities. And then conversely, though, you do see the money slosh into the stock market, because there seems to be no alternative. You have Fed fund rates now at zero, and basically Powell doubled down or tripled down or quadrupled down, and not this week. They had a meeting Tuesday and Wednesday and made the announcement at 2 o'clock to keep rates unchanged. That was not a surprise. Of course, this meeting was held remotely. It's kind of weird to watch these things on Zoom. And the question-answer session basically came out that they're going to keep interest rates down to zero for Fed fund rates, which a lot of things are pegged off that, for the foreseeable future. Foreseeable future is defined as 2022. So if you haven't refinanced, you have some time. Get that done. But keeping rates very low, and you get zero pretty much in CDs, or next to 0.2, 0.3, decimal point things, to Treasury. Think about it, the 10-year Treasury at the moment is under 1%. Holding a bond for 10 years to get 1%, when we know inflation, again, we won't talk about inflation today, but you've seen it at the grocery stores, but inflation is growing at 2 or 3% per year. You're behind the eight ball. You guarantee yourself you're going to lose money. And then the alternative is maybe stocks. And again, the Fed does not want you necessarily to buy stocks. I'm not saying, hey, go out and buy stocks. But what happens, kind of unintended consequences, when you keep rates down to zero to spur economic activity, to get refinanced, to get home purchases, for businesses to refinance and keep their interest rate expense lower. By doing all those things, unintended consequences, you actually help out the stock market, because where else are you going to put your money? The alternative is what? I mean, bonds are paying next to nothing. CDs are paying next to nothing. And again, I'm not telling you to load up on stocks in this conversation. But then it just shows in conceptual that's why money's has flowed so well into the stock market, because there's really no alternative for your money. I mean, real estate obviously is an alternative, but CDs, money markets, and treasuries, no doubt you're going to be behind the eight ball. And some people picked out some stocks that pay dividends, which would be higher than the 1% of 10-year. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Mahoney Asset Management, we're with you, well, called GPS for your finances, but we're with you every Sunday morning. For more information about what we do, if you missed a program here, or you want more information about our books and different offerings we have, go to MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com. And of course, Monday through Friday, around 8:25 in the morning, you'll listen to the stock market report. I'll give that right after the traffic. And around 5:15 on the Andy Bales Show, Bill Kugel got you covered for Mahoney Asset Management. Well, time goes by so fast. I hope you understand mean reversions. We did it all today. In case you get stuck on Jeopardy, you can answer these things. Until next week, have a happy, healthy, stay safe. Thank you.
You've been listening to a GPS for your finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.